Toward the end of the year, it's customary to recall some of the stories that made that year so enjoyable. For me, the reunion with two of the players from the Roxbury Community College basketball team of 2000-2001 tops the list. I was not surprised that both young men are thriving, but connecting again with Kareem and Jamil was gratifying. The story on co-ed roller derby provided some surprises. I interviewed a woman who skated under the name Bad Person, even though she wasn't. I know that because she stepped out of character and told me she wasn't. My visit with the world's least accomplished thoroughbred, Zippy Chippy, was also delightful. You may recall that Zippy Chippy was eventually banned from racing for refusing to leave the starting gate. Zippy slipped out of character, too, and actually ran to the end of the paddock where we were offering him an apple. Then he stuck out his tongue. You could look it up, or at least you can check the photo at onlyagame.org. 2013 marks the 20th anniversary of Only a Game. That means not only 20 years of telling stories, which is a grand way to make the nut, but 20 years of hearing from listeners, many of whom have suggested story ideas. We appreciate that. Lots of you know that firsthand because we've gone ahead and told the stories you've suggested. You've sent us books, too, and corrections, of course, for which we're also grateful. You've sent us Super Bowl haiku, and by the way, it's almost time to start doing that again. You've also sent us encouragement, which we very much appreciate, and some of you have said I pay too much attention to soccer, which is ridiculous. To those of you who've complained that I cackle at Charlie Pierce's remarks, I say one person's cackle is another's chortle, or warm, hearty chuckle. Visit our Facebook page and weigh in on that one if you like. Whether you fall into several of those categories or none of them, all of us here at Only a Game wish you a happy holiday season and a new year filled with energy, opportunity, camaraderie, and serenity. And thanks not only for listening, but for being part of the fun. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week comes from the Newark Star-Ledger's Steve Politti, who marvels at my omission in the list of tools available to Super Bowl planners, including 821 plows and 60,000 tons of salt.
Did he throw in a two turtle doves? Come on, you missed the opportunity.
I think the only gift that applies to the Super Bowl among the 12 mentioned in that carol are the 5 golden rings. Unless you also count 9 ladies dancing, they would be cheerleaders. I'm Bill Littlefield. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Lummelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lummelson.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities for America's children, at aecf.org. This is NPR.